Earlier this year, struggling businesses GameStop and AMC Entertainment Holdings saw their stock prices skyrocket overnight thanks to a short squeeze initiated by a group of amateur investors online. It was r/WallStreetBets, a coalition of largely amateur investors on Reddit, the site known as the front page of the internet, that created a surge of interest in a number of stocks being shorted by some of Wall Street's largest funds. To many, this was a brave new form of financial activism, and to others, a terrifying new form of speculation. Is it possible to translate any of that financial activism, for example, trade against a particular currency if you felt that you had a moral obligation to do so, let's say based on that particular country's foreign policy or treatment of a particular group domestically?
I don't think so. I mean, the currency market is significantly bigger than the equities market, and like the amount of volume traded is ginormous. So no, I don't think you'd ever really be able to get, a bunch of activists together to kind of manipulate like the, you know, the movements in currencies like you would an actual stock. Currency markets are so much bigger.
So much, almost all of this traction and momentum was generated online. And then there was sort of an aftershock from the media coverage, which in many ways incited people who may not have initially been involved, but certainly saw the media coverage, perceived it as almost a financial counterculture in a sense, and then were more than willing to jump on board, thinking that they were part of a counterculture movement, something that was quite unique for the time. But yeah. From your perspective, when you're actually looking at the modelling, how does online traction differ from any other interest?
I think, you know, what I guess, you know, meme stocks and kind of, you know, Reddit and like, you know, all these online trends do is they kind of build sentiment and they build support and they build like momentum. And I think, you know, if you are, I guess, quite savvy and I guess at the top of your game when it comes to, you know, executing on trades, like there's a lot of money to be made, but it's fraught with danger. I don't think it's the little guys that ultimately, like, you know, end up winning out. Some pretty extensive, like, you know, software and, you know, trade execution speeds to be able to kind of get in and get out of a particular stock ahead of the curve. A lot of the time, you know, a mum and dad investor or someone that's just trading on one of these kind of free or very cheap trading platforms won't be able to kind of take advantage of that. Everyone always loves to talk about, like, you know, the money they made. No one likes to talk about the money they've lost. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that lost money too.
So my view, so some of the research I did with neuroscientists a few years back, we did some brain imaging experiments to try and test this explanation. So I'm a great fan of Maynard Keynes. And so I love his stuff and the way he writes. And so my starting view was, oh, it must all be irrational socio-psychological things happening. But in fact, when we did these brain imaging experiments on something like, you know, you're seeing a group of other people buying a share or not, are you going to copy them or not? So it was that sort of simple idea. And what we found was that it seemed to tap into two areas of the brain. So there's an area of the brain associated with, for want of a better word, more evolved thinking. So the prefrontal cortex, logical reasoning. But there's other areas of the brain that are, to be simplistic, more primitive, more driven by emotions. And what we found from our brain imaging experiments is that both were activated. So when people are following a bubble or chasing GameStop, there's probably two things going on there. There's a bit of, you know, I want to do what everyone else is doing, and it's an instinct. But maybe also, you know, other people might know more than I do, so I'm going to get into it. So that's a basic idea